Thank you, songsters. What a beautiful piece of music that is. Okay. So when I was living down in Cornwall, I started on a course called Growing Leaders. The course involved a few days spread out across several months, looking at what it means to be a leader. One part of this course included looking at our own spiritual gifts, which is a very thought-provoking and challenging thing. Spiritual gifts are abilities given to us by God, intended to be used for his purpose. So to help establish what our spiritual gifts are, which can be difficult to do by simply self-reflecting, we used the Wagner Modified House Questionnaire. Sounds pretty complicated, right? It's not, quite simply. It's a series of statements which you then respond to with the usual scale, much, some, little, or not at all. The statements included things like, I enjoy being called upon to do special jobs around the church. I'll let you respond to that in your own heads. After responding to all the statements, you work out your score based on the answers you gave to each question, which were based on different spiritual gifts. You can then figure out your top six spiritual gifts, where the top three are dominant and the other three subordinate. I toyed with the idea of getting you all to do the questionnaire this morning, but as it's 125 questions long, I thought we might be celebrating our 141st anniversary before we'd all finished. It could be a real surprise, actually, to find out what your own spiritual gifts are. Everybody who did the questionnaire on the course had at least one gift that they weren't expecting to see there. For instance, I'm someone who's much happier to be at home around people I know and I love. One of my top three spiritual gifts, however, is missionary. I definitely wouldn't have predicted that, but now that I'm aware of it, it's something that I want to work on. And that's what we need to do. We need to realise our own spiritual gifts and use them in a way to glorify God. When I say this, I'm not talking about using musical talent in the band or in the songsters or monetary gifts used by the Corps. I'm talking about spiritual gifts given deliberately to each and every one of us. In our Bible reading earlier, we read, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. We've all been given different spiritual gifts, meaning we all have a different role to play. Continuing from where the Bible reading finished earlier, we hear about one body made up of many parts. I'm sure you've all heard this passage of Scripture before. The main message from these verses is that we all have a unique part to play, determined for us by God. One of the most important verses from that section is verse 22, which says, in fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. Pretty encouraging, right? Some people have been given gifts necessary to do huge and spectacular things, where others have been given more subtle tasks, but they're no less important. Take the example of Messy Church this afternoon. It'll be an afternoon full of crafts and games. But actually, one of the things that will have the most impact on people who are coming into this building, maybe for the first time, is the real and ordinary people who will sit down and talk to them. Without people from this core simply chatting, it could just be an afternoon of arts and crafts. Instead, we have the opportunity to help these people discover God just by talking. So we all have God-given spiritual gifts. The next step is putting them to use. One of my gifts was missionary, so should I just go out to other cultures and start building churches? Of course not. Today we've had our shoebox appeal. We brought gifts and placed them down here on our mercy seat. And we need to do exactly the same thing with our spiritual gifts. We need to bring them towards God and ask him to guide us in the best way to use them. The songsters have helped us to think about that with a beautiful song. Hopefully you could hear all the words, otherwise I think we'll be in a bit of trouble. But I am going to read them to you again, just so you can really ponder them. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always, only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. By giving ourselves and our gifts back to God, we're making ourselves available to him, to be used by him for his sake. If we use our gifts just as we are, we might have some impact. Something positive could happen. But we have to remember that these gifts are given to us freely by God. These different abilities can be so powerful because they were chosen specifically for each of us as individuals. If we give those back to God, he will use those abilities in harmony with each other to have an effect that we simply could not achieve without him. One of the gifts in the questionnaire is the gift of teaching. What good is it if you have the gift of teaching, but no one there who will listen? God will put us in the right situations to use our spiritual gifts to have the best effect. Now, if you're sitting there thinking you don't have a gift, then you're mistaken. Every single one of us has received a God-given gift. And the questionnaire we did had 25 different gifts. So listen to these, pray about these, and see if it becomes clearer. In no particular order, here are some spiritual gifts, and there's a word cloud up on the screen as well. Prophecy. Pastor. Teaching. Wisdom. Knowledge. Exhortation. Discerning of spirits. Giving. Helps. Mercy. Missionary. Evangelist. Hospitality. Faith. Leadership. Administration. Miracles. Healing. Tongues. Interpretation. Voluntary poverty. Celibacy. Intercession. Exorcism. Service. You see just how many different gifts there are. I hope that as I've read those out and you see them on the screen, I hope that at least one of those stood out to each of you and given you something to think and pray about how you can use that gift, whether it's here on a Sunday or something that happens here during the week or at work or at school or wherever it is you may find yourself. Let's give our gifts back to God so he can work through us for his sake. Shall we pray? Lord, this morning we've been thinking about our spiritual gifts, and I pray that for each of us here, you'll help us understand what it is that you've given to us and what it is that you want us to do with it. I pray that you'll help put us in those situations where we can do the most good for your sake, whatever that may be. Amen.